Hi, I'm David Murphy, and I'm talking this afternoon with Florence Stropper, who is General Manager of France at On Mobile. Florence, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, David. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. So we're talking today about ringback tones. Now, ringback tones, to my mind, I haven't heard much about them lately, but the last time I spoke with anyone about them, they were popular in places like India and Africa and emerging markets, less so in Europe. And it was a case of me paying my mobile operator a small amount of money for which I had a song that I could play as my ringtone so that when somebody called me up, rather than just hear the phone ringing, they would hear this great bit of music and think what cool musical taste I had. Is that still roughly where we're at in the world of ringback tones?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate, David. It's today still a big success in some emerging markets, and people are using it mainly to show their taste to people who are calling them. But we believe that at On Mobile that things can change and are changing today with ringback tone, because if you really think about what a ringback tone is about 6 or 7 seconds of audio, and with audio you can transmit many more things than just music. And specifically with today, the rise of smartphones, and also some other technologies that I will describe, you can actually discuss about, you can express things about what you're actually doing at the present time. So let me give an example. An Android device is basically context aware. It knows where you are. It has access to your personal data, such as your address book or calendar. So basically, if you call me, my device can actually know that I'm today in a meeting, that I will be free in 20 minutes, and you will hear in the ringback tone that I'm not available right now, but that if you call me back in 20 minutes, I will be free. So instead of using the audio to just play a boring ring ring, you will hear someone. I mean, it would be basically a text to speech, so it would be a voice generated female or male voice that will tell that I'm going to be available in 20 minutes. And so that's just one example. Another example would be you can, let's take the example of the World Cup next year. So instead of expressing yourself through music, you could actually play something about your the country you support as a team, and it would be a, what we call a ringback sport. So it would be a another way of expressing yourself through sport. That's actually technically quite easy compared to the previous use case I described. Another use case is for security. So I'm could be currently driving, and while you are calling me while I'm driving, the phone also knows that I'm actually driving and sets the ringback tone as Florence is currently driving, and you could call back in 20 minutes. So you would prevent the person to actually take the call. So you can actually also improve security. That's just a few examples that showing that with this 6 or 7 seconds of audio, you can fill up with information which is relevant to the people who is being called. So this is very new, I would say. There is nothing like that today, but everything is already there from a technology perspective to innovate in ringback tone.
Okay, and you said that first use case scenario of tapping into the calendar and stuff like that was maybe more complicated than the second scenario. But then you just said that all these things are possible today. If an operator liked the sound of this and said, "Yeah, I'll have one of those, please," this idea that somebody, maybe a business user, could interface the ringback tone with his calendar and send out an appropriate message. Could you deploy that, next week, next month? How long would it take?
So first, we have to upgrade slightly the operator infrastructure. But today, On Mobile is a big player in this space, and we have the largest operator already using our technology. So what we would need to do is open the RBT, I would say RBT infrastructure through API, through REST API, and we could open that to third-party developers to implement that, or On Mobile itself could provide this kind of service to end consumer. So that's, I would say, they are the second angle to this is obviously the opening up the RBT infrastructure. And that's what I'm going to talk about in 2 weeks at the TADS conference. It's a telecom application developer conference in Bangkok. And many different companies will present what is actually being done for opening up the telecom infrastructure. And one of the infrastructure which is being opened is RBT. So I wouldn't say it would take 1 month. It would take slightly longer. But once the RBT API are open, then it can be done in a very fast way, in a matter of weeks.
Okay, and those examples you mentioned all forward a common theme of maybe the user saying, okay, well, I don't just want to play music, I want to play something that shows some other aspect of my personality or that actually, provides some useful information to the person at the other end of the phone. And I'm prepared to pay, maybe a couple of euros a month for that service in the same way that I would for music. What about coming at it from the other angle where a brand wants to get involved and says, well, actually, rather than you paying your operator, we'll actually pay for a tranche of ring back tone time, and maybe somebody's going to hear a music clip, but it's going to be sponsored by Coca-Cola.
So one of the interests we are seeing from the market is a bit, is, I would say, slightly different. It would be more companies who want to put a ringback tone related to their companies. So it would be something close to an ad, but playing on the mobile RBT of their own employees. So you would call me and you would get some information about on mobile, for instance. So that's something slightly different. Because obviously, in the case of employees, the company is paying their bill and they are kind of using their own airtime that they're supposed to have. So that's what we are seeing traction with, and we are discussing with several companies to date, mainly in India, to implement this technology for them.
Okay, because I think there was an operator, it could have been Turkcell, but I could be wrong about that, who did try to deploy the sort of use case that I just described a few years ago, where effectively, my friends might have had to listen to an ad if they rang me because I was using this service that the operator, as I say, may or may not have been Turkcell, were providing. Do you recall any such sort of use
Yeah,
cases?
there has been some attempts like that. And I personally believe that it's a bit tricky to do that because obviously, as a user, when you do that, of course, you may pay less, but you are not totally in control of what people will receive. In all the use cases we've described previously, either you put your favorite band song, or you say something about what you are currently doing, like you're driving. You are still fully in kind of in control. So even if things are done in your behalf, it's in your control. If you are offering your RBT to play ads to people calling you, that's a bit more tricky. What is a bit less tricky, it's reverse ringback tone. So myself, I would hear music whenever music or ads or whatever, when I'm calling anyone, and I subscribe to this service to maybe have a bill which would be less expensive. That would be a use case where you understand what you are getting. You're not necessarily bothering your a friend's calling you with something that you don't know.
Yeah. And are there any such deployments at the moment?
Not from on mobile. I cannot
Okay.
tell for other companies, but today we're not deploying those kind of things. We've tried with reverse ringback tone with ads in India.
Okay. And do you get any sense that the sort of enthusiasm for ringback tones among mobile operators is spreading beyond emerging markets?
Today, it's still pretty much in emerging market where we have the most traction. And basically, the first use cases I've described to you is really aimed to the mature markets. So obviously, it requires you to have a decent smartphone. It requires you to have mobile data working. There is another thing which is actually could have an impact on mature market is VoLTE, voice over LTE. So with voice over LTE, you will basically have HD quality audio. which also means that the RBT will have a much better quality. And we also believe that in some markets, for instance, like UK, there is a demand for high quality. People would not necessarily accept to have an audio, even for music, which is not of perfect quality. But with VoLTE, you will get this quality. So we believe that also, on top of the things that I described, will be a big factor to kind of reinvent RBT in Europe or in North America.
So as more and more 4G networks roll out, that presents a bigger opportunity for you guys.
Yes, because with VoLTE, basically every operators will try to reinvent their own call service. I mean, their own voice service they subscribe. So in a way, RBT is part of voice. It could also be reinvented with the technologies which is currently there. Those things were not present. I mean, the penetration of smartphones and data in 4G was actually not there like 5 years ago when RBT was first launched in Europe. So now the time has changed. We have new technologies, and then we believe that it's the right time to rethink about RBT in mature markets.
Okay, well, I guess the proof of the pudding will be if we're sitting here in maybe 18 months' time, and ringback tone services are as, commonplace among European subscribers as they are among those in emerging markets.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, Florence, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, David. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.